orcs have babies and families and home lives. It seems a long way from the image we have of orcs in most adaptations, so let's see what Tolkien says on the subject. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we dive deep into Tolkien's Legendarium, as well as other great fantasy worlds like A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. Orcs are brutal, aggressive, and not even slightly sympathetic characters in Tolkien's world. So how on earth might they have anything approaching a family life? Or raise their young, if they do? Let's take a look. And one word of context before we rush in. Tolkien changed his mind on the nature of orcs several times in his life. I did a whole other video on that if you're interested. His reasoning for this was quite theological, it has to be said, often concerning himself with the nature of their soul, if they have one, and whether they could ever be redeemed. He found it a fascinating thought experiment, and even more than that, central to how he understood his world. For now, though, it's probably enough to just have at the back of our minds that the answers we come to here are dependent on Tolkien's shifting understanding of the very nature of orcs. So let's start with the straightforward question of whether orc babies exist. This is what the Silmarillion says about how orcs multiplied through the ages. And thus did Melkor, that's Morgoth, breed the hideous race of the orcs in envy and mockery of the elves, of whom they were afterwards the bitterest foes. For the orcs had life, and multiplied after the manner of the children of Ilúvatar, and naught that had life of its own, nor the semblance of life, could ever Melkor make since his rebellion in the Ainur Lindale before the beginning, so say the wise. And deep in their dark hearts, the oaths loathed the master whom they served in fear, the maker only of their misery. There's quite a lot there to unpack, but the key is that they multiplied after the manner of the children of Ilúvatar. The children of Ilúvatar are elves and humans, so orcs reproduce in the same way as humans and elves do. Men orcs and women orcs and baby orcs. We sometimes get stuck in our minds the image of Saruman from the Peter Jackson films, bringing forth a fully grown Uruk-hai from some sort of yucky cocoon. But although there were definitely various dark experiments by Morgoth, Sauron and Saruman, and maybe even others, to make different types of orcs over the ages, the default way to get new orcs was not to make them in a magical laboratory, but to let them have babies. If we need any further proof, there are a few other supporting references in The Lord of the Rings and elsewhere. Treebeard mutters that he wonders whether Saruman's orcs were bred from orcs and humans. And in Morgoth's Ring, in the history of Middle-earth, we find Tolkien pondering whether men could, under the domination of Morgoth or his agents, in a few generations be reduced almost to the orc level of mind and habits. And then they would, or could, be made to mate with orcs, producing new breeds, often larger and more cunning. Not a pleasant thought, and one very clearly tied into one of Tolkien's later ideas for the origin of orcs, corrupted humans. But it shows clearly that Tolkien did think that orcs did multiply in the manner of elves and humans. And finally, we can point to the orc Bolg, who you may remember from the Battle of the Five Armies. He was several times referred to as being the son of Azog, another orc chieftain who died in the War of the Dwarves and Orcs. So we can, without much controversy, state that orcs do have babies and reproduce like elves and humans do. But if so, you may ask, where are all the orc women? Well, I suspect that we don't see female orcs in the stories for the same basic reason that we don't see much by way of female dwarves. They largely stay out of sight underground. Tolkien did unpack this a bit in a letter to a Mrs. Munby in 1963, in which he states that there must have been orc women. But in stories that seldom, if ever, see the orcs except as soldiers of armies in the service of the evil lords, we naturally would not learn much about their lives. Not much was known. So, orc women and orc babies exist, but what about loving orc families, or supportive orc community family groups, or whatever? How are orc babies raised? This is where it gets a bit speculative, because the honest answer is that Tolkien doesn't tell us. We can, however, draw some implications from what we do know. First, in at least some cases, familial ties are known and cherished. The fact that Bolg was Azog's son was well known and seemingly important to the plot. There is more than a hint that in The Hobbit he was on some kind of a revenge mission for the death of his father. That wouldn't be the case if orcs simply didn't care about who their father was or their sons. Second, there must surely have been some mechanism for ensuring orc babies survive. That may not have been a nuclear family unit, but someone would need to feed baby orcs, keep them warm and dressed, teach them languages, how to tie their bootlaces or whatever else baby orcs need to learn. And third, Tolkien gives us plenty of hints that orcs are not just two-dimensional bad guys. There are levels there that we only get to see the surface of. Witness Gorbag and Shagrat discussing what they might do when the war is over. What do you say? If we get a chance, you and me'll slip off and set up somewhere on our own with a few trusty lads, somewhere where there's good loot, nice and handy, and no big bosses. They discuss where the best place to work is, who has the easier life, hopes for the future. It isn't exactly a wholesome conversation, and there isn't even a hint either of them want to settle down with a wife and children and live lives of happy domesticity. Perhaps they were both confirmed orc bachelors, but this conversation does show that orcs can and do care about the good things in life as they might see them, not just killing and obeying orders. And in one letter, Tolkien thinks of calling orcs irredeemably bad, but stops himself. He argues that as Eru Ilúvatar must have accepted or tolerated their existence in his world, they were not irredeemable, and in fact were a part of the world, which was gods and therefore ultimately good. For Tolkien, this always came back to theology in some way. So what does all that add up to? Well, as we said at the start of the video, a lot of it boils down to which of Tolkien's different conceptualizations of orcs you go with. Are they animals that have been taught to talk, corrupted humans or elves, or something else? Whichever way you go, it seems likely that there must have been some societal way to raise orc babies, and orc women were probably involved in that, and they sometimes or usually knew who the father was for different orc babies and took some kind of pride in that if the father was a great warrior or leader, say. Does that amount to family life? Perhaps not as we might conceptualize it, but it's not nothing. And ultimately, we need to be humble enough to accept that we don't know anything for sure about this, simply because Tolkien never went there. As he said, in stories that seldom if ever see the orcs except as soldiers of armies in the service of the evil lords, we naturally would not learn much about their lives. Not much was known. And that's Tolkien saying that about his own creation. The implication is that there is more to know, especially about orc women and what their role might be in the nurturing of their young. Orcs did have children, and those children were raised somehow. Some of them, at least, cared who their father was, and there were orc women, and none of them were irredeemable. But more than that is just speculation. If you'd like to see more videos like this exploring Tolkien's legendarium, there's a playlist appearing now on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon now on the right of your screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.